From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Lawmakers in the House and Senate are reporting progress on Capitol Hill on stalled health care overhaul bills. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The bigger breakthrough came in the House, where a group of fiscal conservatives known as Blue Dogs reached a deal that's likely to get a bill through the third of three committees. That would, in turn, clear the way for a floor vote in September when lawmakers return from their summer recess. Meanwhile, in the Senate, a small group of Democrats and Republicans who've been negotiating for weeks say they've gotten word from the Congressional Budget Office on the framework of a deal they've been working on. According to Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, the emerging deal would cost around $900 billion over the next 10 years, cover 95% of those currently lacking health insurance, and not add to the federal deficit. Other members of the negotiating group, however, warn the Senate deal is not yet complete. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is traveling in North Carolina and Virginia to discuss overhauling health care. He told a town hall meeting in Raleigh his health care proposals ensure people will be able to get insurance even if they have pre-existing conditions. The president says failing to control health care costs will drive the U.S. economy into ruin and drag down people and state and local governments. A federal judge says a Pakistani woman suspected of being an Al-Qaeda operative has been found mentally competent to stand trial. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
For almost 5 years, former MIT student Afia Siddiqui was the FBI's most wanted woman in the world. The FBI has claimed she was an operative for Al-Qaeda. She's denied it and says this is a case of mistaken identity. Siddiqui was captured in Afghanistan last summer. She's under indictment in a New York federal court for attempted murder. Prosecutors say she grabbed a gun from U.S. soldiers and FBI agents who had come to question her at an Afghan police station and started firing. She's pleaded not guilty. To now, her defense attorneys have argued that she was mentally ill. The judge disagreed. He said he based his ruling on the findings of three experts who said Siddiqui was faking mental illness. She faces a life sentence. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
The wife of convicted financier Bernard Madoff is being sued. Ruth Madoff is accused of living a life of splendor, using money that her husband swindled from other people. Bernard Madoff is serving a prison term of 150 years for his fraudulent business dealings. Now, the trustee overseeing the liquidation of his assets alleges Ruth Madoff had no good faith bias to believe she was entitled to the millions of dollars that she spent, even if she did not know about her husband's fraud. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 58 points at 90.937. Trading is heavy. This is NPR News. Internet search engine Yahoo and software giant Microsoft have agreed to link forces. They intend to compete with internet search engine Google and grab more shares and sales off the internet. The partnership is supposed to last for a decade. Microsoft has spent a great deal of money beefing up its internet search technology and hopes the new effort will attract more users. Yahoo says it will continue to manage the sale of advertising for both its side and that of Microsoft. Boston scientists have engineered the production of a beneficial kind of fat out of stem cells from both mice and humans. They hope this will lead to a new obesity treatment. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
It's called brown fat because it's dark in color. More familiar fat is yellowish-white. It's opposite in other ways, too. White fat stores energy. Brown fat burns energy at a great rate. Scientists used to think brown fat disappeared after early childhood, but several teams proved earlier this year that adults maintain small deposits of brown fat, too. In the new study, published online by the journal Nature, scientists took stem cells from mice and humans and switched on proteins that caused these immature cells to become brown fat cells. When they transplanted these cells into mice, they functioned like normal brown fat. They hope someday to do the same thing in humans to burn off excess energy and white fat. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Spanish authorities say a strong car bomb blew up a police barracks in northern Spain today. About 60 people were hurt in the explosion and the barracks was destroyed. More than 100 people were inside at the time, including dozens of children. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.